"He's really sick, Mom," I said. "He's gonna die if we don't take him to the doctor." She looked hard at me, and her eyes weren't dark anymore. So I knew that she was going to tell me the truth, and trust me, there are times when the last thing you want to hear is the truth. "Junior, sweetheart," Mom said, "I'm sorry, but we don't have any money for Oscar." "I'll pay you back," I said, "I promise." "Honey, it'll cost hundreds of dollars, maybe $1,000. "I'll pay back the doctor, I'll get a job." Mom smiled all sad and hugged me hard. Geez, how stupid was I? What kind of job can a reservation Indian boy get? I was too young to deal blackjack at the casino. There were only about 15 green grass lawns on the reservation, and none of their owners outsourced the mowing jobs. And the only paper route was owned by a tribal elder named Wally, and he had to deliver only 50 papers, so his job was more like a hobby. There was nothing I could do to save Oscar. Nothing. 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 So I lay down on the floor beside him and patted his head and whispered his name for hours. Then Dad came home from wherever and had one of those long talks with Mom, and they decided something without me. And then Dad pulled down his rifle and bullets from the closet. "Junior," he said, "carry Oscar outside." "No," I screamed. "He's suffering," Dad said. "We have to help him." "You can't do it," I shouted. I wanted to punch my dad in the face. I wanted to punch him in the nose and make him bleed. I wanted to punch him in the eye and make him blind. I wanted to kick him in the balls and make him pass out. I was hot mad, volcano mad, tsunami mad. Dad just looked down at me with the saddest look in his eyes. He was crying. He looked weak. I wanted to hate him for his weakness. I wanted to hate Dad and Mom for our poverty. I wanted to blame them for my sick dog and for all the other sickness in the world. But I can't blame my parents for our poverty because my mother and father are the twin suns around which I orbit, and my world would explode without them. And it's not like my mother and father were born into wealth. It's not like they gambled away their family fortunes. My parents came from poor people who came from poor people who came from poor people, all the way back to the very first poor people. Adam and Eve covered their privates with fig leaves. The first Indians covered their privates with their tiny hands. Seriously, I know my mother and father had their dreams when they were kids. They dreamed about being something other than poor, but they never got the chance to be anything because nobody paid attention to their dreams.